morning from Walmart. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The retail giant cutting its profit outlook for the year, blaming inflation, saying rising prices for food and gas are forcing shoppers to cut back on discretionary items.
Things did not have to be this bad, but for Democrats, deliberate policy choices.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as President Biden puts most of the blame on Russia's war in Ukraine and pandemic-related issues. The U.S. Senate set to take up the so-called CHIPS Act more than a year in the making.
It was once called the Endless Frontiers Act, then the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, but Tuesday Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the bill's new name.
That's what we're calling it, the CHIPS and Science Bill.
He said the pandemic showed us we need to make semiconductors, chips, here at home. This bill includes more than $50 billion to incentivize semiconductor manufacturing here, but it also includes more money for research and development.
The federal government's commitment to science has waned in recent decades. In fact, as a percentage of GDP, we spend less than half as much as the Chinese Communist Party on basic research. Less than half.
He said the bill has bipartisan support, and he thanked members on both sides of the aisle.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The former vice president lays out his agenda, just blocks from where the former president will speak this afternoon.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's proud of what the Trump administration accomplished.
To promote a growing economy, to secure our border.
He told the Young Americas Foundation here in Washington he does not know if he differs on issues with former President Trump.
But we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future.
Pence is thought to be considering a run for president in 2024 in a field that could also include former President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An abortion ban stands in South Carolina. A state judge just denying a request to temporarily block the state's 6-week abortion ban as a lawsuit continues to move through the courts. This is a Republican-led effort continues in the state legislature to further restrict abortion in South Carolina after the Supreme Court's recent overturning of abortion rights. An abortion bill advances in West Virginia the week after a judge barred that state from enforcing a centuries-old ban.
West Virginia's state Republican majority in a special session is pushing a new abortion law to replace an 1800s era law that went dormant in 1973 that a West Virginia judge has ruled unenforceable now. The new law would bar abortion in almost all cases except if a pregnancy isn't viable and makes performing the procedure a felony. The proposed law that breezed through a House committee Monday that state Democrats say would force women to bear children against their will. Republican Governor Jim Justice saying that he believes that every human life is a miracle worth protecting.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene wins another round in court. A judge in Atlanta just rejecting an appeal by a group of voters challenging her eligibility to run for re-election. An American basketball star back in a Russian courtroom facing up to 10 years in prison and making a case for leniency.
Brittany Griner's attorney stated in a Russian court Tuesday that the basketball star was not in possession of cannabis oil vape cartridges for recreational purposes, but rather it was prescribed by a doctor. Griner has been detained since February after she was accused of large-scale transportation of drugs. Russian authorities claim she had two vape cartridges in her luggage. Griner said it was an accident. Her attorney told the court Tuesday, "We are not arguing that Brittany took it here as a medicine. We are still saying she involuntarily brought it here because she was in a rush."
Fox's Jared Max. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 200 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ down more than 1%. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.